Today's podcast is brought to you by the Gen 40 Heater. Reduce your heating bills today and save $50 with code word HOWIEDEAL. To order, go to EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And Rush, in recognition of all that you have done for our nation, the millions of people a day that you speak to and that you inspire, and all of the incredible work that you have done for charity, I am proud to announce tonight that you will be receiving our country's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And I hope that the things that are in store for all of us in the coming year are certainly better than what we have endured in 2020. 2021 has to be better. Folks, thank you so much. I wish there were a way to say it other than thank you. You're just the best.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. It is a sad day for all of us in talk radio. Listeners, hosts, everyone, because Rush Limbaugh, the indispensable man, has passed on at the age of 70 after a courageous year-long struggle against lung cancer. And that's we're going to just keep taking calls. And again, we'll cut in some cuts from the Biden ridiculous town hall, so-called, last night. And we have a guest later. We'll have a guest. We'll have Corey Lewandowski on at the bottom of the hour to talk about Rush and the president, Donald Trump. And then we'll have a guy from who's written a book about 60 Minutes later on. It was an interesting book. We'll have him on in the last hour of the show for one segment. But it's mainly going to be a Rush Limbaugh show today. And I wrote a column. It's already posted at HowieCarrShow.com. And I just did right at the top, and you can see, read it. It was just my thoughts written pretty quickly. But it was a thank you column to Rush for what he's done. Rush never wavered, says 207. As so many conservatives have disappointed us, especially in recent years, you could always depend that Rush would feel the same way as you did on the news of the day. He was our rock. 802, Tom in 802. I've been listening to Rush so long, I can remember collar abortions. Talk about illustrating absurdity by being absurd. One of Rush's examples of his genius. I will miss him dearly. Yeah, I remember. I never cared much for collar abortions. I never cared too much for the Megadidos thing either. But, you know, I mean, again, so you listen to somebody every day for 30 years. Some things you're going to like better than others. And that's Tom. Tom liked collar abortions. 207, Rush was truly a lovable little fuzzball, as he used to say. He had a big heart. But he didn't back down in expressing his opinions, convictions, and beliefs. He truly loved America and believed in conservatism and capitalism. Another one from 207. I hate to ask the question because I'm afraid of the answer. What's the plans for Rush's program? I think they're going to be playing selections from his show and then just trying to cut in with various hosts. I think Mark Stein and Buck Sexton are the front runners to take over, but who knows what they're going to do? I don't think they have any definite plans. They're going to keep playing the cuts like they were doing today from Rush. Yeah, just like overnight, they play a lot of Art Bell still, even though he's been dead for years. I mean, I hate to sound morbid about it, but that's the way it is in radio programming.
Some stations still play Casey Kasem's Top 40.
There you go. There's another example right there. Another 207, I'm so heartbroken over Rush's passing. He accompanied me on my walk every day during my lunch break. After the attack on the Capitol, I needed to hear his voice to make sense of the chaos and to give hope for the future of our cause. I've been crying all day at work, and I'm a hot mess. Thank God we have you, Howard. Thanks for saying that. Any truth to the rumor that Brooke Baldwin has taken over for Rush? A couple of references. Brooke Baldwin has resigned. from CNN. Someone said, what are your memories of Brooke Baldwin? What are you going to miss about her? I'm going to miss that I don't have to, I'm not going to miss that I don't have to, I don't have to apologize anymore for having gone to the same college as Brooke Baldwin, which is UNC. Thank goodness. Farmer John says, where is it here? Being on Noon to Three, Rush might have milked cows, but we mowed thousands of acres of hay and put many miles on this old truck together. Sad day. He will be missed. I was driving, this 919, I was driving back to Raleigh from Henderson, North Carolina, when the show came on and I had to pull over for a few minutes to gather myself together. And some guy, 978, I'm an illustrator and have created about a dozen illustrations for Rush over the years for the newsletters. That's John from Bolton. Oh, my day didn't start until noon, says 413, when I put on Rush and ran right into your show. It kept my sanity. I'm a paramedic on the road constantly. Thank you and thank Rush for all the years. 917, and he knew his sports as well as anyone. He was doing a good job on ESPN. That was unfortunate that he got canned from ESPN. All right, let's take some more calls here, and we're going to be doing this for pretty much most of the rest of the afternoon. And again, we'll cut in a few Biden cuts here and there, and a few Zip Connolly cuts. He's free. He's going to stay or live, I guess, with Franny Joyce, the tin whistle player. Franny now lives in Pompano Beach, which is not that far from where I am today. But, of course, he wasn't in prison very far from where I am today. It's a small world, isn't it? 844, if you're in the mob or on the fringes of the mob. Paul, the UPS guy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Howie. Happy New Year to the Howie Carr Show.
Hey, thank you, Paul, and thanks for all your texts all the time, and thanks for listening.
You know what? I started listening to the radio, talk radio, about 28 years ago or so, Howie, and I stumbled on Rush Limbaugh. Now, I'm not going to say I was a liberal back then, but I certainly didn't know what a conservative was until I listened to Rush. But you know what, Howie? You know what that turned me on to is I wanted to find someone local who talked about the things that he talked about, and that's when I found the Howie Carr Show.
I'm glad you did, Paul.
And I've been listening to you since, Howie, and it is a sad day. I mean, the one thing you can say about Rush Limbaugh, he would not back down from anybody. And that translated into hate for some people, but he wasn't a hateful guy.
Oh, you should, Paul, you don't want to go on Twitter. You don't want to go anywhere near Twitter today. It's really nasty. You know, I posted what I thought was a nice tribute, a very brief, you know, RIP Rush, and you should see the crap that came in, and it's coming in everywhere. Just unbridled outrage and hatred, you know? Why can't we all get along, as Rodney King would say, Paul?
Howie, it's that saying that you say all the time, is it better to be thought a fool or open one's mouth and remove all doubt? And those people, those hateful people, they certainly do give us an easy way to find out who the fool is in all this.
I know.
But anyways, Howie, I'm going to let you go. Happy New Year to all the Howie Carr Show, Grace and Taylor and everyone else there. There was someone new answering the phone. I didn't get her name.
Paul, thank you. Happy New Year to you, too, and all of your family. I'll see you when I get back to Massachusetts, when I'm in the valley. Kelly, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hey, you remember when the Bill Clinton impeachment and all that, and Hillary said that it was because of the vast far right wing conspiracy.
The vast right wing conspiracy, right.
Yes.
You know the thing I remember about Bill Clinton? Kelly, he was on a plane going to, I think, St. Louis. And so he was talking to KMOX, the morning show. That's the big blowtorch station, AM station in St. Louis. You can pick it up anywhere in New England, I think, or you used to be able to. And so he was saying, you know, it's really tough being me. You know, he's on Air Force One. I'm only the president of the United States, and I got to go up against this guy Limbaugh, who's got 3 hours a day. So he was saying that Rush Limbaugh had a bigger bully pulpit than the president of the United States, Kelly.
He made up coffee cups saying, you know, that I was that you're a proud member of the right-wing conspiracy, and I still have that coffee cup.
K- Enjoy it, Kelly, and thanks for calling in. 844-500-4242. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm always looking at a screen these days, now more than ever. And whether you're an avid news watcher or in serious need of a distraction, unplugging yourself is easier said than done. One of my favorite ways to rest my eyes and still get the content I'm itching for, by putting in my Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. I like to listen to classic rock when I'm out on my bike ride in the morning. And at night, sometimes I listen to the true crime podcast. I've been listening to Dirty Rats lately since John Zip Connolly is on the verge of getting out. Now he is out of prison and on his way to Pompano Beach, where he's going to live with the Tin Whistle Player. It's the podcasts that are great. But you know what? Not everybody likes podcasts. Not everybody likes classic rock. Whatever you like, some of the people in your house probably don't like it. That's where the Raycons come in. You can listen by yourself in peace and not bother anybody else, and so can the other people in your household.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of music that my wife doesn't like and a lot of podcasts, and my wife can't stand the voices of the narrators or whomever it might be. So Raycon provided that relief I needed at home, and I needed to listen to my stuff, so I didn't hear anybody complaining, and I was still happy.
Right. That's the thing. It's so important to not hear anybody complaining. That's what Raycons are all about.
That's because they're noise canceling. You can't hear anybody, even if they were complaining.
They give you great sound, and they reduce the sound of people complaining about what you're playing because they can't hear it. Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime with wet water and sweat-resistant construction and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. And with enough battery life for 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Raycons come in a range of stylish colorways with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. And the best part? Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone with wireless earbuds starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's what you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. You will be happy you have them, and so will everybody in your household. Buy some for the other person in your household. Persons. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane? I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
First, but before that, go to soundbite number 21. This is Howie Carr, who was on Tucker Carlson's show on the Fox News Channel on Wednesday night. And Howie Carr said, why not just say I disagree with Rush Limbaugh? Why does every disagreement have to be kind of perverted into a race conversation? Okay, they disagree with Rush. Fine. Well, why do they have to call everyone they dislike a racist every time? That's Tucker Carlson asking Howie Carr.
That's the way it is with liberals. If they disagree with you.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to that.
Oh, it's a long cut. I didn't know if you wanted to hear it. You wanted to hear yourself or Rush?
Nah, that's okay. Well, maybe we'll play it later on today. I don't care. You know, it was a good cut, and I'm glad. And again, it made my day. It made my week whenever Rush would play something that I had said or read one of my columns. It made me feel good. And it's true. It's true. They hated the guy, and you can see it today. On social media, Mike Cernovich, the conservative, investigative reporter, said today, every horrible thing you read about Rush today on Twitter or anywhere else, just remember, they think that about you too. It's like Trump used to say, they're not coming after me, they're coming after you. Same thing with Rush. They hate us all. Everything they said that Trump wanted to do to them, they want to do to us. Projection. We've had it for 5 years now, and it doesn't abate with the fact that they have the levers of power in their control again. Get simple recipes and fresh pre-portioned ingredients delivered to your door contact-free with HelloFresh. For a limited time, go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping from America's number one meal kit. That's code Howie10 for 10 free meals at HelloFresh.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should John Zip Connolly have been released?
No, he shouldn't have been released.
94% say no.
All right. 844-500. We got the list of the witnesses. Franny Joyce, friend. Didn't identify him as the tin whistle player in Billy Bulger's band at Halitosis Hall. Just called him a friend. A friend of the family, you might say. The crime family. 844-500-4242. Dietrich Bonhoeffer. There is nothing that can replace the absence of someone dear to us. That's what's happening here today. Ellen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ellen.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Very sorry to hear about Rush.
Yeah.
I don't know if you realize, but in the mid-90s, he used to make designer ties.
Oh, I'd forgotten about those. Yeah.
My husband
did Donald Trump, right?
Did he?
They discontinued Donald Trump's brand as soon as he got the Republican nomination in 2016. Go ahead with your story, Ellen.
My husband bought when we were in Washington in the mid-90s, and it's gorgeous. Every time he wears it, people comment on it, and he'll say it's my Rush Limbaugh tie, and they all kind of freak out then.
Do you ever see them advertised on eBay or anywhere like that, Ellen?
Other versions? I haven't recently, but I know when he bought it, I mean, the tie is gorgeous.
Really?
It's absolutely gorgeous. But it's just so funny, the reaction of some of the people, especially the very liberal people. He made that?
I know. You know. Some people, Rush Limbaugh is so bad. You know where you can always trip him up? Really, what station do you listen to him on? And then the deer in the headlight look, because they don't know if he's on AM or FM or shortwave. You know, they don't know what hours he's on. But they hate him. They know they hate him. Damn it! Thanks for the call, Ellen. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, I have fond memories of Rush Limbaugh dating back to the 80s. I remember his TV show in his early days. I realized he had very conservative views, but in death you should never speak poorly of others, and I would never do that. I lost a sister to complications from decades of smoking cigarettes and 13 stents in the valves of her heart. I remember Yul Brynner when he passed away from years of smoking. So I would never want to. It's sad what has happened to him because of his addiction. I smoked myself for 10 years, and I haven't smoked in years, and having survived cancer.
Well, he stopped smoking cigarettes a long, long time ago. That's what he always referred to as formerly nicotine stained fingers. But he took up cigars, and you know, if you inhale cigars, I think they're probably worse for you than smoking cigarettes if you inhale them. And I don't know. And some people die of lung cancer who never smoked a day in their lives, unlike you or me or your sister. And I don't know what caused his lung cancer, but you have to suspect it was the smoking. And it's just, it's really unfortunate that he didn't live longer. 70 is young these days, and I don't just say that because I'm pushing up against them myself. Thanks for the call, Joe. Scott, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Howie. I just wanted to take a moment to thank Rush Limbaugh and you for all the hard work you guys put in on your show. It's not easy, and I just want you to know that I appreciate you. Now that we don't have Rush, I just wanted to say God bless and thank you.
Well, listen, Scott, thank you for listening to the show. And, I know Rush would thank you if he were here. And, you know, we appreciate it. And, you know, being a talk show host has made my life so much more pleasurable, I think. is the way to put it. And I thank you. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I used to listen to him in the car in my lunch hour, says 781. I recall the early years with the Barney Frank updates, Dan's bake sale, and other iconic bits. He was a real trailblazer who made talk radio fun. That's a really good point. 207, I'm a recently retired pastor, and I can tell you you're doing a great job today fielding people's reminiscences. It's exactly what's needed, myself included. I was on my way to a ministry opportunity, and 5 minutes out I received word from a friend that Rush had passed. I was in the driveway of my destination. I called the guy on my phone and said, I just heard Rush has passed. I can't do this today. And he says, well done. Thank you. And I appreciate it. And, you know, we all need this kind of catharsis today. It's sad. It's like being at a wake, you know. I mean, because he meant a lot to all of us. And, you know who he meant a lot to was the President of the United States. And he helped out Donald J. Trump. And he tried to help him get reelected, had him on for 2 hours, I believe, in October, doing sort of he was only co-host Rush ever had. And I thought we'd check in today. We'd love to have the president on, but I don't think that's going to happen. But I wanted to have Corey Lewandowski on, who knows the president well and who knows Rush Limbaugh, who interacted with him during the various campaigns. Corey, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Well, Howie, thanks. You know, it's always tough to come on and try and remember somebody who had such an impact on people's lives. And like so many of your listeners, Howie, I grew up driving around Lowell, Massachusetts in the mid-90s listening to Rush Limbaugh on 680 WRKO back in the day, if you remember it. And he was a guy who truly transformed the way people thought for generations, much like Ronald Reagan did. Rush Limbaugh had an opportunity to have such a huge impact. And I can tell you, on the Trump campaign, I had the privilege to talk to Rush on numerous occasions because he'd want to call and give advice when Donald Trump was running for office. And then, you know, we got to know him even more when Donald Trump became the president. And then at the end of the campaign, you know, Rush did something which he never, ever does. He had Donald Trump come on the show for multiple hours, as you just said, to really be the only co-host Rush ever had. He had this amazing format that your listeners are so accustomed to, where Rush could just talk into that golden microphone for hours on end without taking calls. And it was truly a talent. The president put out a statement on Rush today, and I know that having talked to the people in Florida who are with the president, you know, the president wants to make sure that his condolences are heard and known, and looking back, bestowing that honor on him at the last State of the Union that the president spoke at seems even more appropriate now than ever.
Yeah, I know as Rush made it clear on his show, it meant a lot to him to get that honor and to be sitting next to Melania, and they had to bring him in a wheelchair. His health was already failing. And did you see too that Jen Psaki, as I call her today, said she was asked, will the White House be issuing a statement? The new president be issuing a statement about Rush Limbaugh? No.
Howie, but why does it surprise you? Don't worry, that's all under the guise of unity, of course, right? That's the unity that Joe Biden had talked about throughout the whole campaign. But the truth is, Rush's legacy is going to live on for generations. You know, his opportunity to talk directly to the American people, 30-plus million people every day, he is what talk radio was supposed to have been. And look, I'm not speaking for any talk radio host, Howie, because you're in the Hall of Fame, but, you know, the format that Rush had put a lot of people on their trajectory to success. And
me included, Corey, no secret, me included.
Well, look, he had a common sense approach to getting on the radio and talking. He made a lot of money doing it. He had a phenomenal life. But when you look back on it, Howie, the guy was only 70 years old. And hey, for you and I, that seems closer and closer every single day is the problem, right?
You know, much closer for me than for you, Corey.
Well, you know, you used to look at guys, Howie, at 70, and say, boy, that guy had a full life. All of a sudden, you're like, they took him so young. What happened to that guy, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really too bad because his health failed him at the end. And, look, I had dinner with his executive producer just in December. Okay, I was down in Florida, had dinner with his guys, and they said every single day he said that Rush was on the air. They knew he was on borrowed time. And I, as a matter of fact, I talked to Bo a week ago Monday, and he said it to me again. He said, "Corey, Rush is on borrowed time. This could happen at any time." And I don't think everyone knew he was sick, but it was much more severe than obviously even people thought.
Well, Bo put out a tweet, I think, last week and said, you know, we're all still praying for Rush, but it looks very bad, and, you know, we hope he goes into remission. But, you know, the thing was, Rush always really looked up to William F. Buckley, the founder of National Review, when he wrote all the books, God and Man at Yale, and so many more. But, you know, in the end, Rush eclipsed the guy he considered his mentor, William F. Buckley, didn't he?
He absolutely did. Look, William F. Buckley was a titan in his time, but Rush's legacy is going to go on long after people stop remembering William F. Buckley. And I don't say that in a disparaging way at all, but his microphone became bigger. His talkings became more pronounced. He had such an impact on the conservative movement. And look, William F. Buckley, this happens, Howie, sometimes, is the mentor becomes the mentee becomes the mentor. And I think that's what happened with Rush. He listened to William F. Buckley for all those years. He read everything that he had to say.
Right.
Formed his cognitive dissonance against the socialist agenda. And what did he do? He came out and he talked about it for over 30 years on the radio. An amazing, amazing accomplishment.
Yeah. And again, I think people tend to, it's now in the past, and I think people tend to forget that he was the major catalyst behind the Republican takeover of the House of Representatives and the Senate in 1994, that had control of the Senate for a while after Reagan was elected, but they hadn't had control of the House since 1954, 40 years of uninterrupted Democrat control. And when Rush became Rush Limbaugh, the Republicans took it over, and the freshman class of 1995, which included such frauds, by the way, as Joe Scarborough, They elected him an honorary member of the class of 1995 because he helped get them all elected.
He did, and look, you know, if you had Newt Gingrich on today, I'm sure Speaker Gingrich would tell you the Republican Revolution of 94 was fueled in part by people like so many others who were listening to Rush Limbaugh, state legislators who said, you know what, I want to go run for Congress because I've been listening to Rush and I can't do enough at my own state level. And they went and they ran in that Republican Revolution. Remember, Torkelson and Blute came in 92, but they got reelected in 94 under that Rush Revolution, which ended up being the Contract with America. Those people came out because it was an army of supporters listening to Rush every day. And look, Rush really made his name during the Clinton years, right? That's where he came to fruition, and that's where he was the best, and that's where he held people accountable. And that's why the left vilified him so much, because of the way he treated Bill Clinton when he was in office. Come to find out, Rush was 100% right.
I know. Corey, as long as I've got you on the line, I got to play this one of these cuts in particular from Joe Biden last night at CNN. And I just want to get your reaction. Before I even play the cut, I want to ask you the question.
I've been to the White House residence. Joe Biden has never been in the White House residence. The guy's been in office. Howie, 50 years he's been there. No one's ever invited him to the residence.
How about the fact I wake up every morning and I ask Jill, where are we?
It's amazing.
I think that was the way it was in 2018 when he was at a Holiday Inn in Scranton, PA. You know, where am I? But anyway, I want to play you this one cut and listen to this cut and see and tell me how Donald Trump would have been treated had he said this. Cut 13.
A lot of people don't know how to register. Not everybody in the community, in the Hispanic and the African American community, particularly in rural areas that are distant and or inner city districts, know how to get online to determine how to get in line for that COVID vaccination at the Walgreens or at the particular store.
Howie, basically, let me translate this to Lowellian, where I grew up, okay? If you're black or Hispanic, you're stupid, is what he just said, because you can't get online. Every person in America has one, two, or three cell phones, but if you're black or Hispanic, according to Joe Biden, whether you live in an urban area or a suburban area, You don't know how to get online. Is that the most racist thing he has said all week? Probably.
I know. And he gets a total pass on it.
No follow-up questions. Anderson Cooper's follow-up question was, well, what's it like to have waiters waiting on you in your residence? Well, I've never been to the residence before. I mean, it's just outrageous.
I know. Let me play a couple more for you so you can just see. Hey, you know, and again, Kayleigh McEnany called him out on this when he kept going back and forth as to how many vaccinations there were. And Glenn Kessler finally, the Washington Post, instead of issuing a special edition of the Pinocchio report with 40 Pinocchios for him changing his story over in the from 1 minute to the next, how many vaccinations there are, he just said, hey, you Republicans should stop picking on Joe. Listen to these cuts. Okay, this is the first answer when he's asked how many doses there were when he got into office. Ted.
When is every American who wants it going to be able to get a vaccine?
By the end of July of this year. When we came into office, there was only 50 million doses that are available.
Okay, that was then. Here's the next one, Corey. Cut 11.
When you and I talked last, we talked about it's one thing to have the vaccine, which we didn't have when we came into office, but a vaccinator.
So they either had 50 million or zero.
Well, these are minor details. Look, the fact, Howie, we know this. Joe Biden received his second shot, the second dose, on January 11th, before he was even sworn in. But he must have gotten a second dose of nothing because they didn't have the vaccine before he took office. I mean, Look, but how will you go back to it was such a cakewalk. You know, it was such an easy set of questions. The only thing they didn't ask him, which was a question they asked him before, is what kind of ice cream did you have? Right? I mean, that's the hard-hitting journalism of CNN.
How about, remember when President Trump said, you know, the problem with keeping the schools closed is the kids aren't going to get sick. Remember that? He was excoriated. He was torn apart. But Joe said the exact same thing last night, Corey. He said the exact same thing. Cut to 16.
The majority of the schools open one day a week.
Right. Yeah. Cut 16.
Well, first of all, honey, what's your first name?
Honey.
Layla, beautiful name. First of all, kids don't get the vaccine, get COVID very often. It's unusual for that to happen.
That's enough.
They don't.
When Donald Trump said that, what happened, Corey? The world ended.
Number one, he called someone a honey, okay? You can't do that anymore. Hey, honey, right? No, he says a word. Doesn't matter. First, so in the three clips we've heard, Howie, he's called black people and Hispanic people stupid because they can't get online, whether they live in rural or urban areas. That's what he said in plain English. Now he's demoralizing this woman by calling her name honey, calling her honey because he doesn't know her name. And then he's agreeing with Donald Trump, and he's also said, hey, we're going to open the schools, we think, in maybe May or possibly June. Who goes to school in June, Howie? The schools are closed, and it's going to be just in time to open them up after they've been closed. I mean, the media is so in the bag for this guy. It was such a cakewalk last night. Look, if Donald Trump would have had half of the questions that Joe Biden got last night, Anderson Cooper would have been fired for going too light on Donald Trump.
I know. We have a guest coming on later. He's an old producer for 60 Minutes, and I was reading the book last night, and he was saying, we liked Anderson Cooper because he's such a good interviewer. And I was thinking about who's this guy kidding? I know he doesn't seem like a bad guy, Ira Rosen, but I mean, Anderson Cooper is a tough interviewer? I don't think so.
Well, look, I guess when you put him up to guys who are making up stories about George, W. Bush's military record, right? I guess when you put him up next to him, right. I guess he's a decent guy. It's hard to say. But here's where we are, Howie, and the American people have seen it every day. You know, and we talked about it a little earlier this week. When Donald Trump's attorney called out that reporter from CBS News, it was such a scathing rebuke. The woman was shell-shocked when he called her out for the hypocrisy of saying, well, they only cheated a little bit. They only lied a little bit. They only doctored a little bit of evidence. You know, the media is just so used to getting a free pass on everything they do that's why they continue to do it. And Anderson Cooper's interview last night with Joe Biden was such a softball. It's actually a disservice to journalism. And clearly, no questions about Cuomo last night. Not one question about Andrew Cuomo being responsible for the deaths of over 9,000 people in New York.
We got to talk more about Cuomo. There's a new story in the New York Post. Corey, we appreciate it. Thank you. Give our best to the president if you'd see him before we do. We appreciate it. That's Corey Lewandowski, the former aide to the former president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Hit refresh on your dinner routine with HelloFresh. Right now, you could take advantage of a new limited-time offer and see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh gives you simple recipes and fresh ingredients sourced directly from growers and delivered to your door contact-free. There's going to be more snow tomorrow in Massachusetts, 3 to 6 inches across much of the Boston area. Do you really want to have to go out to the store? And when you get there and fight the ice and the snow and get a parking space and worry about getting hit by some car sliding, then you have to go inside, put on a mask, deal with the Karens. You don't need that. With HelloFresh, you get those. You get the food delivered directly to your door. And with more than 25 weekly recipes, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including family-friendly, vegetarian, and low-calorie options. Say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping and having to go out to the grocery store. Say hello to new 10 to 20-minute meals, low-prep recipes, quick breakfasts, and lunches. HelloFresh recipe cards are easy to follow with simple steps and pictures so you can get meals on the table in less than 30 minutes. And if you're only a couple of people living in your household, you're going to have leftovers, good-tasting leftovers for the next couple of days. Plus, by skipping on the grocery store, you can save up to 40% on groceries, cut food waste by 25%, and stop overbuying. And again, you won't see any Karens when you order from HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping, for a limited time only. Just go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie10 for 10 free meals. HelloFresh.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
You have, over the years, over your career, you've already spent a great deal of time at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Except now you're living there and you're president. It's been 4 weeks. What's it like? How's it different?
I get up in the morning, look at Jill and say, where the hell are we?
How is that any different than any other day for the last 10, maybe 20 years? Where the hell are we? Then of course, I hate it when these people, you know, become professional, whatever ethnic group they're a member of. And Joe Biden is a real offender when it comes to that. So he walks in and he almost bumps into Anderson Cooper because he's a doddering old fool, obviously. But so he has to explain why he can't walk a straight line anymore. Cut 21.
The vast majority of the people, those 11 million undocumented, they're not Hispanics. They're people who came on a visa, was able to buy a ticket to get in a plane one. And didn't go home. They didn't come across the Rio Grande and swim across, excuse me. And sorry. That's the Irish in me. But all kidding aside,
it's refugees, you know, like the Sarniavs. They came in, or the people who shot up the Christmas party in San Bernardino, California. And then this was a weird one too. He's talking about the Uyghurs, the Muslims in China. I don't think we have time for that. We don't have time for that. We'll play some more cuts when we come back. And this is an amazing story in the New York Post. Governor Cuomo threatens Democrat state rep over nursing home scandal. Quote, you will be destroyed. He was screaming at this state rep from Queens.
Is T.J. Ducklow his new press guy?
You will be destroyed. I'm Howie Carr.